Baruch Hashem, we have this chus to welcome another bachur over here. He's checking out yeshiva. Everybody make sure he gets lunch first. Okay? We're up to shiur number Dalet, shiur 4. Here we go. And we're very excited. Baruch Hashem, shiur klali yesterday was gevaldik. There were so many incredible insights. And Bez Hashem, we're going to get back to a lot of them. The focus of yesterday in the shiur klali was really trying to explain the Shitas Rashi from Tosfos's Kasha, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, and why there is a Chovas Bedika, which is something that we're going to get to soon, Be'ezer Hashem Lineder. However, first, we just want to get a little bit of a clarity in the Tosfos itself. There's many different types of Shiurim. Some Shiurim are more like out there, like Shir Klali style, you know what I mean? It's all over the place. It's not really focused in getting shot at what's on the page. Then there's other shiur which are focused in getting what's pshat on the page. Over here, we do a little bit of both. And today, we need to first get pshat in the Tosfos, and then we'll get into the next part. So first, we want to get clarity in what's going on in the Tosfos. Tosfos comes in. He was mechadesh, a brand new pshat in the Mishnah. Why is there a din bedika? Again, it's not mefarsh in the pasuk to be bodik your house. The Mishnah says you got to do it. Rashi gave his pshat. Tosfos has a kasha. He shows that Rashi's pshat is difficult, and therefore he gives an alternative. He says the concern is, it's a takana derabanan, because we're afraid that a person is going to end up eating the chametz. And we discussed that Tosfos needs to bring a proof to that point, because it's really a step removed. Maybe you'll have chametz that you'll bump into over Pesach, and another step is, maybe you'll end up eating it. It's a step removed. Whereas in Rashi says, if you have chametz in your house, you're over an aveira. So therefore, the bedika is directly to prevent that aveira. That's a takana d'rabbanan, which we understand. Tuli was asking, what's the big deal? What's so terrible about bringing a raya, right? It's more than just what's so terrible about bringing a raya. Tosfos needed to bring a raya. Why? Because really, Tosfos is saying a very big chiddush. The fact that there's a takana d'rabbanan that you have to be bodek in order to prevent you from potentially eating it is a very big chiddush, because really it's two steps removed from the aveira. Okay, that was the last thing that we discussed last time, and Bezrus Hashem, we'll get into the next step. Now, a separate point that Tosfos is bringing up over here is, if it's true that we're afraid you're going to end up eating it, and therefore you have to go and search any chametz in your house and destroy the chametz from your house, so why don't we find a similar thing in other areas of halacha, other yisurim? We should find other yisurim. Zag toz v'atam sheichmiru kant feimi b'shar yisuri ano shelo yitzrichu levarim. Why is it that we don't find a similar thing by other yisurim? No, what's the pshat? Toz is kasha. It's a kasha. No, you don't like the kasha?
No.
Why not?
Because we had to prove specifically by Bedika,
yeah,
which is two steps away.
Very good. So in other words, if what I just said is true, that Tosfos says, really there's a very big chiddush over here, it's two steps removed, and because two steps removed, we need to prove that it's going to be a valid concern. We need to prove that the Rabbanan really are going to create a takana for such a concern. Tosfos brings the proof, so very good. Now I know that by chametz we're taka concerned. Why is it that Tosfos needs to explain that by chametz it's like that, by other things not like that? We just said a proof. The proof we brought was by chametz. It's a good question, but it brings out, let's bring out the point. Shai, you want to be
mechaven? Yeah, because it makes sense. You're saying, why do we have to be so machmir here? I'm saying, if we're going to be machmir, if we're going to have the same Isra of Mana over there, but machmir over there.
Yeah.
If I understand what he's asking,
yeah,
it's saying that it doesn't make sense why we're asking this question. I'm saying it does make sense, because we have to figure out why we're being so machmir.
Right. Okay, so I want to say what you're saying in one of two ways. I'm not sure which one you mean. Okay? First of all, one can suggest the reason like this. Yes, it's true. You brought me a proof. You brought me a makar in a Gemara somewhere else that says we do have such a takana. There is a Gemara somewhere that says we have such a takana. But explain to me why. give me a svara why we're concerned. In other words, yeah, you gave me a source, but now give me a svara, give me a hesber, give me a logical explanation why we would talk and be concerned if theoretically we shouldn't be because it's two steps removed. Give me a svara. That might be what Tosis is looking for in the next step. Or we can say slightly differently and probably a little bit more meduyik in the Tosfos is more than that. It's like this. Normally, what do I say when it's two steps removed from the Aveira? Maybe you'll have chametz in your house. Maybe you'll end up eating that chametz too. It's two steps removed from going and searching for chametz, right? When it's two steps removed, I say there's no takana. Chazal wouldn't step in and say, let's make a takana over here. Normally, they wouldn't do that, right? What was the example? Shragi says, there's a takana, you can't go swimming on Shabbos, right? Why? Because you may build a raft. So maybe you're not allowed to even walk next to a swimming pool. Why? Because you might end up going swimming. And if you go swimming, then you might end up building a raft. See, not even allowed to walk next to a swimming pool. No, there's no such takana. That's very far removed. Maybe you're not allowed to leave your house on Shabbos. Why? Because if you leave your house, you might end up outside of 2,000 Amos, the Tchum Shabbos. And if you end up outside of 2,000 Amos, you might end up outside of the Doraisa of, I think it's 12,000, right? So you shouldn't even be allowed to leave your house. No. It's two steps removed. We don't make such takanas, right? So that's what's happening by chametz over here. So wait a second. You gave me a makar that we do make a takana. So maybe, by Isurei Hana, maybe this Gemara by chametz is teaching me that by all Isurei Hana, you do make such a takana. You're right, maybe in Hilchos Shabbos we're not going to make such a takana. But the makar in chametz maybe should function as a source for all Isurei Hana. Why should I learn that Gemara on Yudam and Beis, which shows me that we do make such a takana, and I should use it and limit it to chametz? Once I have a makar, so I'll learn a lesson from that idea. The lesson is that, you're right, generally Chazal are not going to make a two-step takana, but in the concept, in the category of Isurei Hana, they will make a two-step takana. How do I know? Because look, chametz, they do. So if that's the case, it should apply to all Isurei Hana. That is the amkus of what Chai was saying over here to answer this Shalom's question, right? That's the Tosfos' kasha. The makar in chametz is not just the makar in chametz. It's the makar in viewing the takanos of Chazal. Normally, takanos of Chazal don't apply in two-step removed, but here we see it does. So maybe all Isurei Hana does. That's the setup of the kasha, yeah? Klar? Great. So comes Tosfos and says, great question, but there's a teretz. What's the teretz? The teretz is that by chametz, a person all year round enjoys his donuts, enjoys his pretzels. But these 7 days, he's not allowed. It's usher. Okay, so a person's going to be, maybe he's going to end up tripping up, forgetting himself. He's used to eating this food, and now he has to remember not to eat this food. That's dangerous. That, we're afraid he's going to come to a mess up. But when it comes to Kelaya, Kerem, Orla, Basa B'chalav, these things, which a person is never going to eat anyway, it's always Asher, it never has a Shas Heter. There, we're not afraid a person's going to trip up. That's Tos Tarts. Right? Comes Tos and continues with one more point. What about Nazir? According to what I just said, Nazir, L'chaira should have this concern, because Nazir is an example where he drinks wine. He drinks wine all year round. His whole life he's been drinking wine. All of a sudden, he saw a sota in action, and he decided he's got to make a naziris. He's got to stay away from wine. So therefore, we should make such a similar gzera, a similar takana. Go search your house out for any grape or wine product. Destroy it. Because we're afraid. Maybe you're going to end up tripping up. Just like chametz. Zog toizviz. No. Nazir, chametz, not the same. Chametz asr to everybody. Nazir is mutter to some people. Just him, it's asr. But other people, it's mutter. Okay, I know, I heard some of you ask this morning, why is that a good answer? What type of answer is that? We'll talk about it, blinada. But this is the basic structure of the Tosfos. He gives another teretz, Bali Rab, Bali Matze. Also difficult. We're going to talk more about that soon. But this is the basic structure of the Tosis. Okay, it's smooth, it's kishmak, it's a beautiful Tosis, especially when you appreciate the Amkus, like Shai was bringing out, and Shalom. The Amkus of each step, it really sheds a lot of light. It's such a gishmak of Tosis, the discussion about the Gzeira, the Takana of Bedikas Chametz. It's really gishmak. Okay, but now that we have the Tosis clear, let's allow ourselves a moment to ask a number of kashas on this Tosis. Okay? Anybody was mechavan to any of the kashas this morning?
Avichai was.
Yeah, Avichai? You'll say it right. Yeah, Avichai, yeah. What's the kasha? Let me hear what he's saying.
About Yom Kippur.
Oh, Yom Kippur. What's the kasha of Yom Kippur? Shlomo? Avichai? What's the kasha? Daniel? Yeah? You guys were all mechavan to this kasha. What's the kasha of Yom Kippur?
Shlomo's awesome.
Huh? Yeah, that's why I said Shlomo. Yeah, right? What's the kasha of Yom Kippur? We should do Bedika before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day when everybody's fasting, right? If we're saying that anytime you're not allowed to have food, so it's also Doraisa to
same
eat. We should. It's same thing as Nazir.
No,
we should search it out.
No, same thing as Nazir is in reverse. Why don't do Bedika?
Why?
Because the kids don't have to fast.
Oh, very good. Beautiful answer. On the same page. It's din of the name. Avi. No?
Yeah.
Okay. So, good morning. Yeah, so that's a beautiful answer. So you can say, you know why Yom Kippur didn't come up over here? You know why Yom Kippur is not Shver? Really, Yom Kippur Batsam should be the same problem as Chametz. You should be mechuyev to search and destroy all food in your house. But Zaktavi, no. Zaktavi Chai, no. Because Chametz is usher to everybody. But Nazir, mutter to some people. That's Tosfos Vart. Same thing true by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, right? All of us, we were kids. We used to go to shul with a snack bag, right? You smack his dove on Yom Kippur. It's where you get the best food, everybody knows, right?
Is that rife?
Still do.
Most people have to question.
Oh, good. It's a good aura. Maybe we'll talk about that. Okay? But this is potentially, you have to realize that Tosfos didn't even bring it up. He didn't even bring up the question of Yom Kippur. So it could be that Tosfos itself, it's included already in Nazir. The idea, the discussion is going to be superfluous because it's already included in Nazir. Yeah, one at a time.
I brought it before, maybe like because there were barely any Yetzirah and Yom Kippur.
Oh, very good. Oh, yeah, Yetzirah and Yom Kippur, right? The Gematria of the Gemara and Yuma. That HaSatan is 350. How much is Gematria HaSatan? Anybody?
It's like a
HaSatan?
HaSatan, 360.
Five.
Is that like a
64? 364. The Gemara.
Does that work as an answer?
Nine.
Possibly?
Yeah, the Gemara says HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's 365 days in the year, not 364.
Yom Kippur.
Zog Gemara and Yuma, which is the Gemara by Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but what about one?
There's no
Yetzirah.
No. Yom Kippur, there's no Yetzirah. Okay? Fine, so that could be another Terence. And maybe the reason why we're not concerned, you might end up slipping up on Yom Kippur, is because no Yetzirah. Gishmak and Terence. Two Terutzim, yeah. Write it down and then write why you don't like it. Yeah, what do you say?
Is there even a tzad that we should do B'dik on Yom Kippur? Because we'll only bring up
Yeah, for Yom Kippur, you mean?
Yeah, but...
Oh, okay, Surah Yom. Excellent, that's the next thing I want to get to. Very good. Okay, beautiful. That's a great reason why we shouldn't talk about Yom Kippur, and we're going to speak out in a minute what the difficulty is over there. And any other caches on the Tosis? Anybody else? Any other caches on the Tosis? Or that was the only one? Yeah, what? Shai.
I had a question on the Yom Kippur thing.
Yeah? On the Yom Kippur thing, okay.
It's also about the Marsha as well. You say that the whole thing about Nazir is about the Nedar. They were saying that really many Nedar is also Yom Kippur, it's not a Nedar. You can't, it's not even comparable to the Nazir thing.
Okay, but it's... Okay, so let's get into the Marsha. We'll see. That ties into what Shalom was saying also. Okay, we'll see that in a second. Yeah.
We're seeing, but the second answer of Nazir is also an answer for the Isra Ana.
Right.
But the Isra Ana, the reason they give that the answer is giving is for the reason of why they're concerned about eating it.
Mm.
But them saying that the second answer about maybe in the Pasuk we see, but the other Isra Ana, they don't have Bali or Bali Matzah.
Yeah, so that would answer Kippur also.
Doesn't answer, I'm saying a second question.
The second answer of Tosis, Bali Rabbi Mate, would answer for Yom Kippur.
Does not answer the question of being concerned about Isra Ana, about eating.
Because of your problem from morning Seder?
Yeah.
Seder, that's separate.
It's a question.
It answers it, but you have a kasha on the answer. But it does answer it. We'll talk about it soon. Let's get to it. Okay, let's go in order. I don't want to lose everybody. Yeah.
The proof that we bring from the Gemara on Yud.
Yeah.
Is Shragi asked this question yesterday.
Yeah.
That's really two steps away, that it might fall, then I might eat it.
Very good.
But our case, it might be chlamates, I might find it, and then I might eat it, which is three steps away. So you can't really bring a proof of something that's two steps away.
Might be chametz in my house, and I might find it, are both the same one. Because we're not talking about Bali Ra, Bali Matze now. We're talking about eating it.
Right. So it's kind of like to do bedika to make sure that there's no chametz in my house.
No. To make sure that, yeah, no chametz in my house that I will find. Correct.
There's no chametz in my house. Not to make sure. I want to
not
be
sad, Bali Ra, Bali Matze.
Yeah, but fine. But the whole concern is that there might be chametz in my house.
Which I will find.
Which I might find.
But that's
which
not
I
two
might
steps.
Eat.
That's not two
yes,
steps.
Yes, it is.
That's one step. Because chametz in my house, which I won't find, is not a factor. It's irrelevant.
There might be chametz atop the
because you already got rid of it. Mitzad bittel, there's no issue, bali ra, bali matze. The only issue is finding the chametz and eating it. But you're right, let's speak it out. We're talking now about, when we talk about two steps removed, we're talking about chametz, which is right now not in front of me, not accessible. And that's why it's two steps removed. If it would be right in front of me, then in a chanami, it would be one step removed. But that's not what Tosas is talking about.
So it might be on top of beam, and if it's on top of beam, it might fall.
Might fall down.
And if it's fell,
no, that
you
might be.
Eat
that
it.
Case, the Gemara they're talking about for sure is on top of beam.
That's why
I
it's
see
different.
The chametz.
So now
but it might fall
different.
Down.
So it's using another.
But it's the same. We just point that out. It's two steps.
But we know about that. So it's
Seder,
not
but it's too, it's out of reach.
So let's say so
it's out of reach. Right
so
now,
it
it's
accessible.
Might fall, which is the same thing as might find chametz in my house.
Yeah, but what about might be chametz? We don't know if there even is chametz.
Seder,
it's a triple suffix.
No, that's the same level suffix as I might find chametz. I might find chametz, or there might be chametz in my house, which I might find, is the same thing.
There might be chametz in my attic. It might fall, and if it falls, then I might need it. That's three.
No, that's that's same because the first step of accessibility is all one step. The first step is there might be chametz which is going to be accessible to me. Step number two, I might end up eating that chametz which is accessible to me. So the first step, whatever is encompassed in making that chametz accessible, is all one step.
So it might be chametz non-accessible. Two may be accessible, two may be eating.
Because that's what I'm saying. The chametz which is not accessible to me is not part of our concern. Our concern right now is that it's accessible and I might end up eating it. Okay, fine. Al Kapanim, it seems like Dailam is focused on the question of Yom Kippur. It's a geshmaki question. Tyson didn't bring it up. Very geshmaki question. Ad kidekach, listen to this. In Simen Tofresh Yud Beis, in Orach Chaim, it's Hilchos Yom Kippur. So in Tafri Yud Beis, it's brought down in the Ramah that it's mutter to touch chametz mutter to touch food on Yom Kippur. It's mutter to touch food on Yom Kippur.
Here for little kids.
For little kids. Zakt the Magen Avraham. Zakt the Magen Avraham right there. Jackie Moshe also discussed mutter to touch food on Yom Kippur. Would anybody think that it's usher to touch food on Yom Kippur? No. Why would I think it's usher to touch food on Yom Kippur? The Torah never said it's usher to touch food on Yom Kippur. What's the reason why? Zug, the Paiskim, many Mepharshim say, because why? Because you may come to eat it. And there are Paiskim that hold that it's actually usher to touch food on Yom Kippur. We don't pass in that way. But there are major poiskim, the Ma'aril among them, one of the G'doyle poiske Ashkenaz, that hold that it's usher to touch food on Yom Kippur because of this issue right here. So we really need to get into a clear understanding why it is that Yom Kippur is different. So we have a couple of possibilities now. Let's take it even further. Okay? Before we do, let's bring out another element in this Tosfos which is extremely difficult. Okay? What's the question of Tosfos? You have to search and destroy your chametz. You might come to eat it. You might come to eat the chametz. Zok Tosfos. If I see that that Chazal makes such a takana, even two steps removed, so maybe we should say the same thing by Oli Suriano, by Basu B'chol of Klai Kerem, etc. Right, Tosfos Kasha. So the question is, what about Isuriana? I don't understand. Why are we talking about Isuriana? What about pork? What about shrimp? What about all this stuff that's usher to eat? The whole issue over here is that I may come to eat it. Not have anah from it. I may come to ingest it. That's the problem. So why is Tosfos talking about Isuri Hana? Talk about all Isuri Achila. That's the question that Tosfos should have asked. You may come to eat it. So say, there should be a takana by all Isuri Hana, which you may come to eat it. Isuri Achila, I mean. So it should be all Isuri Achila, you may come to eat it. That should be Tosfos' kasha. Isn't that a much straightforward, much more straightforward kasha? Focused on the eating, Shabbai? Basic kasha. Let's be Mosif. That really, Tosfos is a stickle, I don't want to say chas v'shalom, schizophrenic, bipolar, whatever you guys want to call it, right? But Lemaisa, Tosfos starts off talking about Isuri Hana, asking from Isuri Hana, and then what does he do? He continues and asks from Nazir. Nazir is not Isuri Hana. So what's Tosfos doing? Why is he asking all of a sudden Nazir? If the question was based on Isuri Hana, so then Nazir shouldn't be Shver. If the question is from Nazir, so then you shouldn't be asking from Isuri Hana. You should be asking from all Isuri Achila. This Tosfos is contradictory, Minei Ubei. It's either Isuri Hana and Nazir is not a problem, or it's Isuri Achila and that's why Nazir is a problem. But then don't talk about Isuri Hana. Right? You hear the problem in the Tosfos, Minei Ubei. Okay, so far we have, you counting how many questions?
Five questions?
So far we have three questions?
Three. One, two, three,
four. Four questions? So far we have four questions?
What? Yom Kippur and then
Yom Kippur, one question. Another question is Isuri Hana. You should be talking about Isuri Achila. A third question is, what about Nazir? And the question that you were asking about the Baal Yirah. It's two separate questions. One question is, why are you asking Isuri Hana? The issue is not Isuri Hana. The issue is you may come to eat it. Not on no. The issue is you may come to eat the food.
It's
Achila.
Like
that's a question.
The Mishnah, you know?
Now,
the
next point is that there's a steer in Ebay within the Tosfos. Is he talking about Hana? Is he talking about Achila? Nazir? Or Basav Chalav? What's going on? Which one? What's happening here? Right? It's two separate questions. Three questions so far in the Tosfos. You have more?
Wait, what's the
I have another one here.
You have another one? One second. What was the one that I said already?
Hold on. Okay, we said the first one, which I asked that we need a proof for Chametz because it was a Chiddush, but the question of all other Yisuri Hana, there's no proof there. We answered that.
Oh, okay, okay, fine. That's okay. From beforehand. I thought you meant from this part.
Then we asked Yom Kippur.
Okay.
Then we said
right.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. What are you saying, Joseph?
What was the third question?
Third question was that if the issue that Tosfos wants to ask from is Yisuri Hana, so then he shouldn't have brought up Nazir because Nazir is not Yisuri Hana.
Oh, so the second question.
The second question is, why is Tosfos asking from Isuri Hana at all? The concern which Tosfos says is bothering our Mishnah is not that you may come to have Hana. The issue is that you may come to eat the Chametz. So Tosfos should have asked from Isuri Achila. This should be a takana by all Isuri Achila. You should have to search and destroy your home for any not kosher food. Right?
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Wesley?
I just want to say that if you have these things in your house, majority of the time, there's bigger other issues that you should be worrying about besides the Dika.
Yeah, keeping Shabbos.
I'm saying, all these things are anyway, so if you're going to I don't know
if it works like that. Like there was a famous story. A Maskil one time came into Maskil back in the day at times of the Haskalah. You know, they felt that Torah is old fashioned, and if you go and study other universities and things like that, and philosophers and scientists, then you'll be much smarter and much better off than learning Torah. So a Maskil one time came to talk to the Vilna Gaon. I mean, he was the Vilna Gaon. A Maskil is a way of referring to one of these people who feels like the enlightenment is the way to go. Drop the Torah back at home with the Bubby and the Zaidi and get involved in what the world has to offer. So he came to talk to the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon offered him a drink of water. So he was about to drink the water, and the Vilna Gaon said, "Wait a second, what about a bracha, Shahakal?" So he said, "Rebbe, I mean, I don't keep any of the Torah mitzvahs." You think Hashem cares? I make a shackle? He says, "Of course. Every single mitzvah, every single avera has its own cheshbin. The fact that you're not showing Torah mitzvahs bechlal, you'll get punishment for that. But don't get another punishment for not making a bracha." So, yes, there might be bigger issues, but we still focus on every individual thing at a time. We got to search and destroy if there's Isuri Achila.
Search and destroy.
Okay? Maybe. So here we have three questions so far on the Tosfos. Let's get focused. Jump right into the Marsha. The Marsha asks these two questions. Why is Tosfos talking about Nazir? We should be talking about Isurei Hana. That's the Marsha. We should be talking about Isurei Hana. Why should we talk about Isurei Hana? Because look at Tosfos. Tosfos talks about Isurei Hana. So you'll tell me, why does Tosfos talk about Isurei Hana? That itself was a kasha. Didn't we ask that as a kasha? Yes, we asked that as a kasha. So what does the Marsha say? If you're sensitive, if you pay close attention, in the Marsha itself, you'll notice that the Marsha actually picked up on this problem in the Tosfos, and he gave an answer. Right? If you have a Marsha in your Gemara, I'll show you the line where he gives an answer to this question too. Okay?
Which one, the Nazir one or the...
No, the Nazir is obvious. That is straightforward. That's his direct topic. But the question of why is Tosfos discussing Isurei Hana, he should be talking about Isurei Achila. So listen to this Marsha. The Marsha quotes our Tosfos. Nire deloy kashalahu meikara. It wasn't difficult for them in the first place. Ella meisurei Hana. Only from Isurei Hana. What's he coming to say? Only from Isurei Hana. Isurei Achila. Exactly. Why? He's picking up on that problem that we raised. Dumya de chametz. That's his answer. Similar to chametz. What does he mean? It means like this. If you're going to come in and ask, remember, what are we talking? What's the focus of our topic? Focus of our topic is, why did Chazal make a takana that you need to search and destroy chametz? Because we're afraid you may end up eating it. What about by other things? If Tosfos would have asked, what about by pork? There would have been, Zakta Masha, there would have been an easy answer. Pork is not similar to chametz. The whole kasha is based on the fact that I'm coming from chametz. Remember, Chazal don't make takanas two steps removed. You're allowed to leave your house on Shabbos. You're allowed to walk next to a swimming pool on Shabbos. We don't make takanas two steps removed. All of a sudden over here, we see there isn't a takana two steps removed. So maybe it should apply other places. Where's other places? Where? Zakta Marsha, Tosfos understood from the very beginning in the kasha that the only havamina is that it should apply to all other places similar to chametz. Because that's where the chiddush was taught to me in the first place. The chiddush about Gzeiros Chazal was taught to me in chametz. So if I have another place which is similar to chametz, I can say, hey, why didn't it apply over here too? Why wouldn't Chazal make such a takana over here too? Similar to chametz. But if it's only aser ba'achila, then it's not similar to chametz. Chametz is aser ba'ana. The question wouldn't begin. And therefore, Zakta Marsha, that's why Tosfos Davka asked from Isurei Hana and not from Isurei Achila. Yes, it's true, our concern is you may come to eat it, not have Hana from it. Eat it. But that doesn't mean we should ask from Isurei Achila, because the point of the question is based on the fact that I'm coming from a chiddush in Takanas Chazal. And when I have a chiddush in Takanas Chazal, I can only apply it to something which is similar to where it was taught, which is Isurei Hana. Isn't that unbelievable? Where it's with this Marsha, it's Mamash Gevaldik. So now, with this in our back pocket, we come to Nazir and we say, hey, Nazir, what's going on? Nazir is not Isurei Hana. Comes the Marsha with a whopper, unbelievable chiddush. He says, Tosfos never meant Nazir. He didn't mean Nazir. Nazir is a type of a neder. And really what he meant was a neder, which is answering himself Bahana. That's the case that Tosfos meant when he said Nazir.
So
yeah, questions. Totally first, yeah.
Why does it say Asr Hana? Why didn't it say Asr Achila and Hana? Hana just confused.
Hana is a step more. I'm saying the level of chametz, the idea of the category of chametz is Isurei Hana. It's also Isurei Achila, but it's more than, if you're looking at categories of Isurim, so chametz is a category of Isurei Hana. It's more chamur than Isurei Achila. So if you want to say Chazal created such a takana, even though normally they never do, but here they did, so I'll say, okay, other things which are of similar category, maybe they also did, but Isurei Achila is not a similar category.
Why is that a similar category?
It's lower level. Isurei Hana is a higher category. a more severe, a more stringent category.
So I guess chametz has hana in the eating, so that's all brings us.
No, it's iser hana also. It's also to be nana from chametz. A person is looking for a bein hazmanim trip. It's also for him to arrange a bein hazmanim trip to go have hana from the Krispy Kreme bakery factory or whatever, or Coors tour, right? If your Pesach program is in Colorado, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Who else has a question?
How does the Marsha answer the question that we had in Yom Kippur? If he's saying that Nozir is going to
Beautiful. So according to what we're saying now, very gishmak, this gets into what Shalom, you were saying this before. This also addresses why Yom Kippur never came up. Yom Kippur, according to this, is not Shver in the first place. Why? Because according to this Mahalach, the Marsha's Mahalach in Tosvis, the reason why there's a Takana of Boydik and Bimevayer, search and destroy by Chametz, is based on the fact that it's Isuri Hana. And Lo Bedili Minei. Yom Kippur is not Isuri Hana. It might be Isuri Achila, but it's not Isuri Hana. And therefore, the question of Yom Kippur doesn't even start. It's so gishmak to be able to work this Marsha straight through the Shitas HaTosfos. Tosfos holds, I'll be the Marsha. Where do we say a takanas chachamim, two steps removed, search and destroy the chametz, search and destroy the food? Where do we say such a din? Only when it's a category of Isuri Hana and it's lo bedili minei. But let's say it would be Yom Kippur, it's also to eat it. It's kares! Eating food on Yom Kippur is kares! Terrible aveira. Still, there's no havamira that Chazal would make such a gzeira. No havamira. It's two steps removed, no gzeira. Yeah, question.
Yeah, was that me or someone? Okay.
You were the only one with your hand up, yeah.
Okay, I
meant that.
Yeah, okay. Yisurina is only applying to just thing to just give you an hour. It was not specifically talking about food.
Right, Basa B'chalav is Asa B'ana, for example. You're not allowed to, maybe working in McDonald's is different because it's trade for meat, and it's Chal Isser. Say that. But Lamaisa, you're not allowed to make Basa B'chalav and have Hana from it.
Okay, I'm going to ask everybody this. I have a leather on Yom Kippur. Is that Hana?
It's not, there's no Isser Hana on Yom Kippur. Leather on Yom Kippur is a separate halacha. It's one of the inuyim. There's a din that you need to be. It's lashon of inuy. The lashon of the pasuk is to be ma'anes nafsho seichem.
It's not
kares.
Right?
It's not kares. Okay, separate thing. Tana Yisrael no on Pesach. Yeah, you had a question?
Yeah. We still have, what about Arla? What about didn't you also like question?
Yeah, Arla. Yeah, Arla is also about now.
Or is that also? But the question of Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur, but the other.
Yeah.
Does that also answer the question of Arla? Or
yeah, those are aser ba'ana. And they're always usher. So they never have a shas heter. It's never a situation where sometimes I eat it, sometimes I don't eat it. It's always usher. Okay? So this is the Marsha's Mahalach, and this is probably the standard Mahalach amongst the Mefarshei HaTosfos, that the idea is that you need this category, this chumrah of Isser Hana in order to create the Takana. And the Tosfos' question from Nazir comes to Marsha with an incredible chiddush, that it didn't really mean Nazir, it really meant Neder Hana. That's really what it meant. That's a very big Chiddush, which many, many Achronim already bring up the point, like Joseph is saying, that it's a very difficult Marsha. How could you say it means Neder Hana? It doesn't say that in the Tosfos. It doesn't say that in the Tosfos, Bichlal. It says Nazir. And therefore, it's difficult, this Marsha, it's difficult. So the Chassam Sofer brings from his Rebbe of Nassen Adler, that what the Marsha meant was that you have to be Magia the Tosfos. Magia means you have to change what it says. Instead of saying the word Nazir, not that Tosfos meant the word Nazir, it means change the text, change the gears of the Tosfos. Instead of saying the word Nazir, it's supposed to actually say the word Neder. It's supposed to say a different word of the Tosfos. Change the girsa, which also sounds pretty mechudish. And it's pretty, right? It's pretty mechudish.
I like what it says. Change
right?
The words.
But at least it works better mitzad that pshat of the Tosfos. Let's point out that the Sefer Mishmaros Kahuna, which is one of the Achroinim, actually from 200 years ago, actually found old Kisvei Yad with Tosfos that actually had the word Neder instead of the word Nazir. So there is a smach to this Mahalach of the Marsha and of Nassen Adler and the Marsha. excuse me, there certainly is such a smach to such a thing, but again, that's not the word that we have in our Tosfos, and that's not even what the Marsha says explicitly in our Marsha. And to make matters worse, there's a sefer called Tosfos HaRashba, which is another one of the Balei HaTosfos, very, very similar to our Tosfos in Anshas, and he brings up a question from Nazir, and if you go through the whole piece, you'll see clearly that he means Nazir. He's talking about grapes and wine, and it's very clear. He's not talking about Isra Anah. He's not talking about a Neder. He really means Nazir. So it's difficult to say that pshat, especially with the Tosfos HaRashba in mind. So therefore, we're still searching, not destroying the Marsha, but we're still searching for another pshat. Yeah.
Nazir.
Joseph. Sorry. He was first. Yeah.
What's it called? Even in like a Neder, you're not necessarily getting Hana. You're not making a Neder.
No, it's a case. He's saying it's a case of Neder Hana. That's the case.
I was going to say,
you could. In a Chayami, you can make a Neder for a million and one things. Yeah. But he's saying a specific case of Neder Hana. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Nazir and Neder, aren't Zion and Dalet interchangeable? So Nazir could really say Neder?
I'll tell you the truth. In Aramaic, you're right. But if you look at how they're written, even in Hebrew, Neder, a Dalet, is a long gag with a stick coming out. There's a little bit protruding at the end of it, right? Neder, that's how you write. Nun, Dalet, and Resh. And if you look at the word Nazir, so Nazir, the Zion is Betzim, a very narrow gag with the stick coming down in the middle, right? And a Yud right next to it, there's a teeny break of space. If you take a knife and you slice down halfway through the gag of the Dalet, Betzim, what you just did was you created the word
Nazir.
Right? So it's very easy to see how these two things could get mixed up. Nazir, Neder, it's basically the same word with just the drop of space in between the Zion and the Yud. Right? You see that, how it can get mixed up. Very interesting point. What? That's what you want
I was
to
say. They're interchangeable.
You're saying that, yeah, that's Aramaic. Tosfos L'Chorin doesn't mean that. Al-Kopanim. Okay, so this is what we have so far. But leaving gears of changes and all this on the side, especially once we have the Tosfos HaRashba, leaving all that on the side, let's try to find an alternative. So the Yad David brings up, and this is a mahalach also brought up by some of the other Achrayim, they bring up an idea. Listen to this. This is Mamash HaChiddush. They say, wait a second.
This is a Chiddush.
There's a machlokes amongst the Tannoim whether or not Chametz is Asur Bahana. So what are we saying the whole time? We're saying Chametz Asur Bahana. Who says? It's Taka Machlokes Tannoim. So maybe like this. This is how to read the Tosfos. First, he brings up Isuri Hanah. You know why? Because he's going according to the Chachamim, who hold Chametz is Asur Bahana. After he solves that problem, then he goes back to the other side, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds Chametz is not Asur Bahana. And that's why he asks from Nazir.
Say again, I miss it.
There's a Machlokes Tannoim. What?
Nazir's not trying to cover Asur Bahana. He's trying to cover Nazir.
Who is this?
No, Nazir is trying to cover Isser Achila, not Isser Ano. This is a Mahalach which is mentioned by a number of Achroinim, and on the sheet, on the Mamakoma sheet, it's quoted by the Yadav. The Yadav brings it from other Achroinim. This is a Mahalach from them. What is the Mahalach? Let me say it B'Kitzer again. Yeah, we're saying that Chometz is Asr Bano. That's what we're saying the whole time. You know why we're saying that? Because that's actually how we pass it. But the reality is, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. So maybe the way to read the Tosfos is like this. Some Achronim suggest, you know why Tosfos starts off talking about Isuri Hanah and then moves into Nazir, which is not Isuri Hanah, which we said is contradictory? You know why? Because Tosfos is really working within two separate shitas. The first part of the Tosfos is going according to the Chachamim, who hold Chametz is actually Asur Bahana. And that's why Tosfos discusses from that vantage point. Then, after dealing with that issue, Tosfos moves into Shitas Rabbi Yossi Aglili that holds Chametz is not Asur Bahana. And that's why he moves into talking about Nazir, which is a case which is not Asur Bahana. So Tosfos is really addressing both of the Shitas of the Tanan. Chametz Asur Bahana and Chametz not Asur Bahana. That's what's happening in the Tosfos.
Yeah.
Kind of behind the scenes, I guess. Yeah.
That leaves Yom Kippur as a problem again.
According to this, right, then Yom Kippur will be back a problem. Correct. And we'll have to come on to Daniel's Teretz of No Yetzahara, or we'll come out to Avi and Avichai's Teretz of the fact that what do you guys, that it's mutter to other people, right?
Or everything, all food is usher.
Oh, that's another, we're going to get to that too. All food is usher. Shragi Yosef says, all food is usher on Yom Kippur, another Teretz. Say it. Al Kopanim, I think that's the Magen Avraham, Tavrish Yerbeis, Sivkot and Vav. Okay, well, this is a mahalach from Achrayim. I think we could all agree that this is a very difficult mahalach to swallow in the Tosfos. First of all, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef Glili. We don't paskin that way. And second of all, Tosfos, he doesn't even hint to the fact that he's working within different tanaim over here from one line to the next. It's a very big chiddush, and the Yad David himself also is doche. It's a chiddush. It's not a pashut pshat, but a number of achronim say it. So, you know, it's kedai for us to mention it. But again, we're still thirsty for another pshat. So, we have over here a different approach, and it's the idea behind the approach is shared by the Netziv and the Yad David, both of them. The Yad David's Mahalach is also other Achronim too, that what they want to do is they actually say yes. When Tosis spoke about Yisuri Anah, he meant Yisuri Anah. And when Tosis spoke about Nazir, he meant Nazir. Now how can we explain that? How can we explain that? So that I'm going to say the Netziv first, and then I'm going to say the Yad David.
Yeah, we already did the Yad David.
We said one of the shitas that the Yad David quotes, but he argues on it. This is the Yad David's own pshat. Okay? And I think these two mahalchim that I'm saying now, although we mentioned there's a lot of achroinim over here, many, many achroinim are trying to clarify pshat in this tosis because of these difficult questions. But these two mahalchim that I'm saying now, I think are probably the most true to the words of what it actually says in the tosis. Okay? So let's try to chap the Netziv and the Yad David. The Netziv in Merome Sade says an idea like this. He says, you know why Tosfos talks about Yisuri Anah, like we said? Because we're talking about a Chiddush in the Takana. We need to talk about Yisuri Anah, the category of Chametz. That part we understand. That part we explained beautifully. The problem is the Nazir part. That's what we need to explain. Zok the Netziv. Let's think about it. It's more than just simply the fact that Chazal are going to come along and tell you search and destroy Chometz. You need to have a high category, Yisrael. No, it's more than that. Zuk the Netziv. Imagine if you have a guy, let's say he has a $100,000 collection of schnapps. It's a lot of schnapps. Or maybe one bottle, I don't know. But Lamaisa, right, he has a lot of schnapps. Expensive schnapps. So now you tell the guy that on Pesach, it's mutter b'hano. Shabbosai Tzvi comes, he says, this year Mashiach is here, you're allowed to be nehene from your chametz. What's this guy going to do on Pesach? What's he going to do?
Kill him.
What? What's he going to do besides for killing Shabbos? Yeah, what's he going to do? He's gonna be nehenet from his chametz. What's he going to do? He's going to sell his stuff. He doesn't have to throw it away. He's going to sell it. He's going to keep his business open even on Pesach. He's still going to make money off his chametz on Pesach, right? So what are you doing? You're coming and telling the guy, hey, search and destroy all your chametz. Zuck the Netziv, wait a second. That sounds a little extreme. You don't want me to eat it? Fine, I won't eat it. But I could still do business. I could still have, I could still sell it. You know, there's a lot of hand creams that have wheat germ in the hand cream. Many, many creams and lotions have wheat germ and oats in the creams. So what do you do? You're not allowed to eat it. Okay, but what about at least using the creams? Let's assume Sikha is not Kishtia. So then we should say that it's going to be, it should be Mutzer Bana. Right? It should be Mutzer Bana. No, it's Asr Bana. So if you're going to tell me it's mutter b'hano, you tell me it's mutter b'hano, so then you can't tell me search and destroy the chametz. It's mutter b'hano. Why should I destroy it? Memela zakta netziv. Davka, that's why Tos asks, davka to Yisuri Ano. Because Yisuri Ano have this element that there's nothing to do with it. There's nothing you can do with it. You can't eat it. You can't have Ano from it. So that's why there's a takana search and destroy. In a similar vein, Nazir, there's a halacha that he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to eat grapes and things like that. What about adding hana from it? What about doing business? So it's true, it's not a straight up iser hana, but it is usur for him to be involved in wine and grape derivatives. It's also for him to be involved in these things because of Xeris HaKosuv that says Yazir Atzma, he needs to keep himself distant. Special Xeris HaKosuv says he's not allowed to be involved in these things. In that sense, it's like Yisurei Anah. He's got to get rid of it because he can't be involved. That's the relationship between Nazir and Yisurei Anah in the world within Atziv. It's very smooth. It's very nice.
Wasn't that obvious though?
No, because in the world of the Marsha, he wasn't focusing on that point. It has nothing to do with whether or not you're personally allowed to be involved or not. The question is it categorized as Yisurei Anah, or is it categorized as Yisurei Achila? And the Marsha is not able to tolerate a category which is Yisurei Achila. There should be no Gzeira for Yisurei Achila. So there's a tremendous machlokas here between the Netziv and the Marsha about that point. Yeah? Before we question, it's a drop late, so let me just speak out the Yad David, and then we'll hear a question. Yad David goes a little bit of a different direction, and his direction takes the Chiddush even further.
Nice.
It's incredible what he says. Again, the Marsha started off telling us it needs to be categorized as Yisurei Anah. And the whole discussion of search and destroy is based on the fact that it's Yisurei Anah, that's where the Takana is. We just learned from the Netziv that it's not limited to something which is categorized as Yisurei Anah. It could even be extended to anything which you can't be involved with, like Nazir and Yayin. Zukt Yad David. Listen to this. Tosfos starts off by asking for Yisurei Anah. Why? Like we discussed. Because that's where the Chiddush of the Takanas Chazal was said. In a category of Yisurei Anah, which is very severe category. It's not only Asav Achila, even Asav Anah. That's where Chazal would go out and be Mechadesh a Gzeira, even though it's two steps removed. So we'll apply it to all other Yisurei Anah. But then what did Tosfos do? After he asked the Kasha, what about other Yisurei Anah? You know what Tosfos did? He gave a teretz, and he said, all other Yisurei Anah are different. Different than Pesach. Pesach is lo bedili minei. Other Yisurei Anah are badil minei. Right? You stay away from these things. They're usher forever. Chametz is lo bedili minei. So that's why there's a gzeira by Chametz. Yesh lachkar, let's clarify Kira. After Tosfos said that chiddush of lo bedili minei, is he sticking with what he said a minute ago? That you need to be categorized as Isser Hanah in order for there to be a Gzeira, in order for there to be a Takana of search and destroy? Or is he falling off of that requirement that it needs to be categorized as Yisurei Anah? Until now, the Marsha, Netziv, that's him. He's staying with it. It needs to be Yisurei Anah. And what type of Yisurei Anah? Yisurei Anah, which is lo bedili minei. Zokti Yad David. That's not how to learn the Tosfos. How do I know? Because Nazir is not Yisurei Anah. Once Tosfos was Mechadish, that lo bedili minei is the issue by Chametz, and that's what separates it from all, no pun intended, separates it from all other Yisurei Anah. So that's the new determining factor. Where did Chazal make a takana? When you're dealing with an Isser, which is lobedili minei. Forget about Yisurei Anah. It's not relevant. That's what we thought. But we're falling off of that. Memela Zakti Yad David, that's why Tosfos is now asking from Nazir, even though it's not Yisurei Anah. Because the criteria has just been changed. It used to be Yisurei Anah, now it's not Yisurei Anah. Now, it's lobedili minei. So Nazir is a good question. Yom Kippur is a good question. Our discussion about Yom Kippur is a nafkamina between these two terutzim. If you hold we're sticking with Yisurei Anah, you don't even need to ask about Yom Kippur. But if you hold we're falling off of it, so then you need to bring up Yom Kippur. It's a tremendous nafkamina between the mafarshim.
Why would we fall off of it?
Why would we fall off of it?
Yeah, I'm saying it's still...
Because we just showed that even though there are things which are Yisurei Anah, there's no gzeri. You know why? Because lo bedili, because bedili minei. And Pesach is lo bedili minei. So that's what I'm saying. We have a chakira. How do you now understand Tosfos' shita at this point? When they said that chiddush of lo bedili minei, is that the new criteria or is that an additional criteria? So the Yad David, amongst others, are saying it's a new criteria and the proof is from Nazir. It's such a geshmaka proof. Because every other mahalach basically says that Tosfos didn't really mean what he said. He said Nazir, nah, it means Neder. It's a mistake. He means something else. Or Nazir, even though it's not really Surana, but it's similar. All these beautiful pshatim. But if you want to actually stick with what it says, the most beautiful mahalach is this shita of the Yad David and other Achroinim. Now, we're going to end over here, but I just want to make sure that we... Did we see the Netziv? Did everybody see the Netziv?
No.
The Merome Sada?
That's the Netziv.
Number four? The Netziv? I'll just speak out very quickly for half a second. Because it's an obvious kasha, it's a bomb, and it's in the Netziv. Did anyone see the Netziv?
No.
If no one saw it, so we'll save it for tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. We just moved on with the Yad David.